USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden set to discuss the fight against the coronavirus on Wednesday. His goal is to have 70% of adults with at least one vaccine shot by the 4th of July. So far, 12 states have hit that mark early, with 5 states still under 40%. The president also saying he wants 160 million people fully vaccinated by the holiday. The CDC saying that number is right now at around 136 million. The president also claiming without proof in Tulsa, Oklahoma, that voting rights are under siege in America.
This sacred right is under assault with an intensity and aggressiveness that we've not seen in a long, long time. It's simply un-American.
Florida and Georgia have passed bills that add measures to protect the sanctity of the ballot box and add security to other methods of voting. USA Radio News.
Recently, Facebook announced its ban on former President Trump, but promised to review the ban in 6 months. Now, Newsmax wants to know if you think Trump should be back on Facebook. Vote in Newsmax's national poll and let us know your opinion. Just text the word North to 39747. That's North to 39747. It takes just seconds. Make your voice heard. We'll share poll results with the 30 million people who watch Newsmax TV. Forbes calls Newsmax a news powerhouse. It's already the fourth largest cable news channel in America, with great recent guests like Donald Trump, Mike Huckabee, Franklin Graham, John Voight, Alan Dershowitz, Ron DeSantis, Nikki Haley, Mike Pompeo, and so many more. Newsmax is on all major cable systems. If your cable company doesn't carry Newsmax, call them. Tell them you want Newsmax or you can switch. So vote now in the Newsmax poll on Facebook's Trump ban. Just text North to 39747. Let Newsmax and America know your opinion.
On any given day, the United States Navy has 100 ships deployed around the world, one-third of its current fleet, but that is much smaller than during the Reagan buildup during the 1980s, when the Navy had nearly 600 ships. Today's deployments have grown long and frequently tax both crew and equipment as threats continue in the post-Cold War era. That's why the new $715 billion Biden defense budget is raising eyebrows among Republicans who believe it makes United States vulnerable in a possible future war with China.
I know our allies in the American public have to be very concerned that this administration believes that our military needs to be scaled down at a time where the threats are scaling up.
Ohio Republican Congressman Mike Turner speaking there on Fox News. The military withdrawal from Afghanistan is nearing the halfway point just weeks after being ordered. The process is about 30 to 45% complete. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
On Tuesday, President Biden marked the 100th anniversary of the Tulsa Race Massacre in Oklahoma. The president traveled to Tulsa's Greenwood Cultural Center and said victims of the dark time deserve ongoing recognition and respect. Biden also saying he plans to handle racial inequality head-on. Regarding racial inequality, former HUD Director Ben Carson tells Fox News the Trump administration also was working to bridge the gap between African Americans and whites.
Well, it was a topic of much discussion during the previous administration, and I think we made a lot of progress. You know, I don't think that it really does any good to sit there and say we did better than you did. But what we really need to do is build on what each administration previously has done. When you look at what's happened over the last 100 years, there's been a vast improvement. Is there still room for more improvement? Absolutely. And when we're talking about making more grants available for small and disadvantaged businesses as communities, I'm all for that. As long as we don't attach, you know, a particular race or color to it, let's deal with those who are disadvantaged, those who are small, those who have a lack of opportunity. That's what this country is about, providing opportunities for people.
More news can be found online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.